freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans. Let's go for our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans. Let's go for our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans.
African countries, African nations. This is a call for you, African nation. You must unite or perish. When we say enough is enough for African countries, what are you looking for? What are you waiting for? What are you thinking of? You are crying for no reason. We suffer for no reason. We poor for no reason. Unity of African country is right now. Liberation for African countries is right now. The salvation for African countries is right now. Peace for African countries, now or never. The unity that will make us be one nation. We want our own African personality identity. We no gonna sleep anymore. We have done the battle. We can pay the debt.
Freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans. Let's go for our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans. Let's go for our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans.
We only have to avoid being assassinated individually. We are not gonna refuse our responsibility or not gonna keep our words. I know we don't have the same moral standard between the rich and the poor. Moral standard cannot be the same. Brothers, with everyone's support, we will make peace at homeland of Africa. We will be able to use Africa's full potential, as well as develop our countries, because our home is rich. We are not poor. From the north to the east, west to the south, we have enough manpower. We have enough brain power. We are not poor. We have the gold and the silver. We have the copper and magnesium. We have the chrome. We have the bauxite. Our eyes should be open, Africans. Our blood that nourish the race of capitalism. Internal glory to the people who struggle for freedom. Internal glory to the people who stand shoulder to shoulder to defend their dignity. Internal victory to the people of Africa, like in America, India, China, England, Asia, Japan, Australia, and the other side of the world. As we remember the Rastafarians who stood to fight for the African countries, they preached the word of unity. They preached the word of peace. Where should we stand aside and watch our riches? How long should we watch our heroes being assassinated? How long should we keep all this bloodshed at our homeland? Homeland of death, we must overcome. Homeland of hate, we must overcome. Homeland of poverty, we must overcome. Homeland of division, we must overcome.
Our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom, Africans. Let's go for our freedom, Africans. We never have our freedom,
Kabila, Samuel Doe, Samora Machel, Anwar Sadat, Marco Me, Martin Luther King, Charles Taylor, Marian Gwabe, Silvanus Olympio, Bob Marley, Mr. The King of Reggae Music, Joseph Hill, Lucky Dube, and now Babu Soldiers. In your committee from Addis Ababa, what do you discuss, you leaders of Africa? What do you think about your people who suffer in Africa every day? Separation takes over. Why are these Africans, as we watch for the better, for the life, for the people, for your nations, as the businesses and your land, we need peace, unity,
we never have
liberty.
No, Africans, let's go for our freedom. Africans, we never have our freedom. Africans.